Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians in China may have to think twice about travel as new government regulations tighten. Then the biblical story of Esther is transforming the very people bringing it to life on screen. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in China, where, as the gospel spreads, authorities continue to attempt to sever believers from the global church. Bob Fu, a contact with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says, now, international travel by Christians is being hailed as illegal border crossing. Problematic international activities include anything from worship conferences to seminary studies.
In recent weeks, we have learned another four Christians were criminally arrested for going to South Korea and Malaysia attending the Christian conferences. So they are going to be tried and sentenced for criminal imprisonment.
Fu says this sends a chilling message. Ramping up persecution for fellowship across borders means Christians will likely be forced to reevaluate the events they attend. However, despite the grim outlook, Fu says there's hope.
But they will never succeed. Maybe physically, geographically, they try their way. But the Holy Spirit is our real connector, right? They can never cut off the Holy Spirit. The prayer of the millions of the saints, the body of Christ in China, will not feel alone.
Pray that God would strengthen Chinese believers as their physical isolation increases.
So this is a new trend showing the Chinese Communist Party tried to cut off the universal church.
Next, every church standing in Egypt is worth celebrating. Christianity there goes back 2,000 years, but today, bureaucratic restrictions and delays are a part of life for minority Christians. Eric Wimet with Uncharted Ministries explains.
It's a big deal to license a church. That means you can call a pastor, pay a pastor, you can be officially recognized and officially protected by the government.
One such church-building project has come to a standstill for a community in Upper Egypt that Uncharted Ministry serves.
This church might be many years away from being a church in licensed legality, or it's possible the Lord could show up in a beautiful way and get the glory for doing something that right now looks really impossible.
But one thing is sure. If the church is built, a mosque will soon follow nearby.
The very land where churches are being built, the Muslims in the community view as Islamic land.
If your church building is spacious and safe, Wimet says that's an anomaly, both today and throughout Christian history.
I think our hearts then go out to those who are trying to build a humble church for 30, 40, 50 people. I think we need to pray into that a little bit more maybe than we do.
Finally, as International Media Ministries works to film the biblical story of Esther, they've witnessed it impact their own cast in powerful ways, says Denise Godwin.
The story of Esther is one woman standing up to reconcile the Persians to their own laws, their own values, as well as to help the Persians and the Jewish people come back together. So telling that to the actors has brought tears on set and discussions that are just amazing.
The project includes people from eight different countries with common roots in the Persian culture, but wildly varying backgrounds and challenges. In the face of global upheaval involving their countries of origin, the Esther Project's cast is experiencing connection and reconciliation at a personal level.
And when you look at all the personalities and the cultures and also just our own physical challenges to do this, it's pretty incredible.
But the project has faced challenges.
And we definitely need your prayers for safety and for wisdom and creativity. We need your prayers to make sure the gospel is clear to these people who are involved. And we need funding. This is getting tight.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.